Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with V. Jane Windsor, and she is the author of a new book called The Sustainable Spirit, a celebration of Lorelei Esser, who is from the Hippodrome Theater. She is no longer with us, unfortunately, but she left a legacy of incredible artwork designs, kind of found object compilations, as well as a long career with the Hippodrome Theater, her dream job, according to Jane here. So she's going to tell us a little bit about this book. It's a beautiful color reproduction, and it is called The Sustainable Spirit, The Art of Lorelei Esser. So Jane, welcome to the program, and tell us a little bit more about Lorelei and how you came to do this book.
I've been working on this book for 5 years, maybe even longer. Before Lorelei passed, she expressed the fact that she wanted to have a book of the work, and I actually did one, which I designed myself, and showed her, and the book was beautiful,
It's beautiful now, too, I can tell you.
she kept looking at the book, and this was very near the end of her life, and she would look through it over and over and over again, and her one comment was, there's so much missing. And so after she died, she left me her journals and all of her files and all of her doodles. And so I had the resources to create this book, which is nothing's missing, I promise you. So like I said, I've been working on it for 5 years. She left over 1,000 drawings, which she calls doodles, and I scanned them all. Her journals were 31 volumes dating from 1976 to 2020, the year of her death, and a lot of her journals talk about her perspective of art and creating art and her spirit, which was, she was very much in a lively spirit and very much involved in life. And she called me once, I was in New York and she was in Gainesville, and she called me up to tell me that she had become a pantheist and that she loved nature.
What is pantheist?
It's a worship of nature, and it's kind of like paganism, but it's a little more, I couldn't give you a really honest definition, but it was just a spiritual connection with nature, where she believed all things were connected and that we were connected to nature. And yet she had her spiritual background was, she grew up in a Catholic family, and so you'll see that sort of iconography of the Catholic influence in her art, as well as the nature influence, and those things merge and blur together. So that's kind of, but over the years, her medium changed, and she started out as a weaver of flora and fauna. She cured and treated
all kinds of materials.
All kinds of organic materials, and wove them into wall hangings. And then she started collecting things that were more three-dimensional, and she couldn't make them fit in the loom, so she started doing what she called boxes, and they were like, they became found art sculptures. In the early days, they were boxes, and then they became more refined to the fact that they were like one individual creature. She did, like I said, iconography of gods.
Looking at the pictures, it seems like it was quite a vast array of different things she represented.
She was prolific and loved to be doing her art all the time. She also did an installation called The Kitchen Box, which featured the themes hunger and abundance.
Where was the kitchen installation done? What for a particular gallery, by chance?
She did it in her own kitchen at first.
Then
she did it in a gallery in Jacksonville Beach. Recreated it. The original one was in her kitchen with her. Everything was cabinets, refrigerators.
So the whole kitchen.
The whole kitchen was involved. And then she did recreate it with the help of a friend. And they went to the gallery there, and it was an open exhibition.
And there's a picture in this book, too. It's really incredible. It's extremely colorful. It seemed like she was really trying to embrace color in everything that she did.
Oh, yes. Color was important. Texture.
Well, I have a question, though. How do you know Lorelei? How did you meet her?
Oh, I met her. Actually, her father introduced us. When I was in college and I was studying photojournalism,
A great career, by the way.
I was working at the Division of Plant Industry, and her father was a nematologist. And I met him and we talked, and he said, oh, you'll like my daughter. So he brought her into work one day, and I met her there, and we became close friends. And that was, we were like together for like 45 years. I did travel. She stayed in Gainesville. I went to other places, but we were always friends.
That's great. And you said she was at the Hippodrome. She had a 15-year career there. And what exactly did she do there? You said properties. Kind of explain what she was in charge of.
So she made the most fabulous properties. And for example, with Alice in Wonderland, she would make the tea kettle out of a gourd. It was all the things that the actors handle, or parts of things like watches. Or she even did work with the costume designer as well to work on their costumes, but primarily she did the properties. It would be something on a table, a vase, or a picture on a wall. She even did, like, if somebody had to open their wallet in a scene and they had ID, she did their ID. She made it that specifically, like, real for the actor.
And she worked in tandem, like, with the set designer, with the costume designer, with the actors, just to make sure everything fit together?
Yes, they were great about that. She loved working there, and the people were all fantastic to collaborate with. She especially loved Marilyn Wall, who was the costume designer. And
she did some incredible stuff.
Marilyn, yes. They were extremely close. And the art director at the time, Lauren Caldwell, was really appreciated Lorelei's. She said she was the best costume designer she had ever had, because she really looked out for the actors and made sure they were comfortable with the props. And plus, the props were so creative.
Well, I think that attention to detail is what's made the Hippodrome such a lasting presence here in the Gainesville community. I mean, the productions are amazing. And I still meet people in town that, oh, yeah, I worked at the Hippodrome for a while. I mean, it's kind of was a stopping point for people when they got out of school and they learned a little bit more. But it seemed like Lorelei kind of turned that into a 15-year career.
Yes. I loved going to her shows just to see the props, whether the show was great or not.
Well, you knew the inside story, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
Yes.
So that's cool. And you can see the attention to detail in the artwork that's in the book really kind of follows that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the book release event in Gainesville, as well as the companion art exhibition that's coming up. And you can give a few details about what's happening. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with author and photographer V. Jane Windsor. She's an alumnus of our college, but she's also created an incredible work called The Sustainable Spirit, The Art of Lorelei Esser. And it's a new book chronicling the life and visionary art of Gainesville Hippodrome State Theater designer Lorelei Esser. And she was with us until 2020, and over the last 5 years since her death, her dear friend Jane Windsor has compiled this testament to her enduring legacy. And Jane, you are actually a photojournalist, but you have a real appreciation for theater and for art and for your friend Lorelei. And you've written this book, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's a color production with all of her artwork, or you said just about all of her artwork, or maybe it is the complete works.
I think from every genre.
Every genre. And she does a lot of found objects and compilation work. And when she was at the Hippodrome, like you mentioned, she did properties, which was kind of filling in the gaps of the set, all the little details that really kind of make the thing work. And you're going to have a book release event. Well, actually, let's start first with the art exhibition. That's going to be on September 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. That's at the Black Sea Art Gallery, 210 Southwest 2nd Avenue. I believe that's in Union Station. It's very close to the Hippodrome. And tell us what's happening for that.
That is really going to be a wonderful event. I'm working with Tom and Lauren, who are creatives that work in the gallery, and we're going to have many of Lorelei's pieces there, the ones that we could gather. Most of Lorelei's artworks are now privately owned, so this will be a one-time opportunity to see them all together. People are bringing pieces from, you know, Atlanta, or some from Alabama, and people are coming from as far as Puerto Rico, because this may never happen again. This is a chance to see Lorelei Esser's work all together in one space. It's a great gallery, the Black Sea. If you haven't been there, I would highly advise going on the opening night because you'll get to meet all the cool people that hang out there.
And this is part of the Gainesville Fine Arts Association Art Walk,
which they do
on the last Friday of every month,
I believe. And it's just it's a wonderful thing to attend because it's open house. It's casual. There's no program. It's like going to a party. You just mingle around the art and meet people. And it's always a lot of fun.
And will there be any kind of, will you be giving a discussion about the book there, or you're just going to have it available for people to look at?
It'll be available for sale there. And there won't be any kind of presentation, but you can look at or buy the book and see her actual art in three dimensions. I've also framed some of her doodles. She was never showed her doodles. These were amazing drawings that she had done over the years, and they were just in boxes and folders and drawers, and I found there are more than 1,000 that I received after she died, and I found some of my favorites and framed them for this exhibition. So there'll be a little doodle show in addition to her three-dimensional art, and she does collage as well.
And this is going to, the opening night is September 26th, but
right.
It will be available for view for several weeks after if
yes.
people have the opportunity to go by. But you're also going to do a book release event, and that's at our famous new bookstore downtown. It is called the Lynx Bookstore. It's at 1024 Southeast 4th Avenue. And this is going to be on October 1st, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Of course, it's free and open to the public, and the book will be available for sale. And will you be discussing how the whole creative process came about?
Yes, that event, we will talk about how the book came about, but we also have some videos of Lorelei talking about her art, and we're going to read the preface of the book, which I wrote about, which really explains my connection to the book and to the art and to Lorelei, and it also is kind of a little bit of art criticism in there from my point of view. So we'll have the
It's a review, right? Just more.
Yeah.
Less criticism, more review.
Right. So there will be a moderator, Grant Hutchinson from the bookstore, who will discuss with me with the book and Lorelei's artwork.
This is a really nice book. It's amazing when you start flipping through and seeing the pictures. It's, I hate to say coffee table book, but that's actually a good thing for many books because there's
that's
something you want to keep around and you want to have it available for friends or family to come in and see. And this is, once again, the art exhibition is going to be on September 26th. It's at the Black Sea Art Gallery. As you described it, it's kind of right around the corner from Starbucks and across from the Hippodrome, the Union Street Station. The address itself is 210 Southwest 2nd Avenue. And the Lynx Bookstore, which is the newest independent bookstore here in Gainesville, is at 1024 Southeast 4th Street. And what's great is both of these events are free and open to the public, and hopefully people that knew Lorelei or that just enjoy the Hippodrome Theater and everything it has done year after year will be part of this celebration, which sounds to me like this is really a celebration of Lorelei.
It is, and it will be. A lot of her friends are coming. I want to share with everyone, even people who didn't know her, but she had a pretty big following, and people are coming from out of town and so it'll be kind of a reunion of old friends as well as a chance for new people to be a part of Lorelei's art.
I think Lorelei will be very proud and very happy that you took the time. I mean, five years is a long time to commit to a particular project. I admire your tenacity there.
Well, it took 5 years because there was so much to get through, and it kept evolving. I finished it 3 or 4 times, and then I realized that I wasn't finished, and I had to, like, open a whole new chapter. So that's partly why it took 5 years. And it also took a long time because I had the best designer you can imagine, a former colleague of mine from New York, and she did a really beautiful job. Her name is Judy Tashi, and I just couldn't have done it without her. It's just, that's what really makes it amazing is how beautifully it's done.
And the cover illustration, why was that one chosen? Is that one of her most famous works?
Absolutely not. It was one of her last works, and to tell you the truth, I'm not even sure if it was finished. It was a collage and something she was working on, and I didn't realize when I chose it, but later I found out through her journals that it was a self-portrait.
Oh, okay. I saw her picture in there. It's kind of a self-portrait, but not exactly so. But it's quite striking, as well as the illustrations. And so the book is going to actually be for sale at the link, so it, you don't have to come on October 1st. There are other opportunities to come and check it out.
Well, probably only at the gallery after that.
Okay.
Or contact me, or contact the gallery and they'll contact me.
Or maybe the Hippodrome. They might be interested in having it at their facility as well. I mean, literally, they're across the street.
Right.
They could help you out there. So I think you're going to have a good attendance, because I know the Hippodrome alumni are very loyal, and they like to celebrate each other. And this is a celebration of Lorelei Esser. The book, again, is called The Sustainable Spirit, The Art of Lorelei Esser, and it is going to be available at the Lynx Bookstore as well as the Black Sea Art Gallery. And V. Jane Windsor, the official byline here, she's the author, and she's had a long storied career in journalism as a photojournalist, but this is a fabulous work and a real tribute to your friend, Lorelei. So thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very excited. Yeah.
Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
That was V. Jane Windsor, author of The Sustainable Spirit, The Art of Lorelei Esser, on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.